I'm sure we're all quite moved by the experience that we've just had. And we are really here for each other. I think that's one of the great beauties of living in a spiritual community such as we have here. We are really here for each other. We don't particularly need to see each other during the course of a day to really be here for each other. We're just enfolding, we're encompassing the other members of the community throughout the day. And if we happen to see a person, then wow, double it. We get to bring even more blessing. We are, as Jane said, we are here to serve. We used to have a school here called the Servers Training School, training to be servers. And the essence of that service is to be here for one another, and not just for this community alone. We're here to serve all of humanity. We're here to bring that kind of a blessing. And I'm sure as we went around the room and each one of you thought of a particular issue, a particular problem, you could maybe relate that problem to what other people in the body of humanity were experiencing. And that's one of the great blessings of having a problem or an issue, because you know many other people in the body of humanity are experiencing that very same issue, that very same problem. And as you bring that love bomb into it, you bring that blessing, that attunement power into it, you are offering that blessing to all of those who are experiencing something similar in the whole body of humanity. That to me is really the essence of our service here. We experience the same issues, the same problems that people all over the world are experiencing. But we know how to come at them with that balm of love in a way that maybe other people are not quite able to do. We know the principles. We know how it works. We know that it comes through the pineal gland, it goes through the other glands, and these beautiful glands, which contain these healing energies, can move out in blessing to all humanity. And each gland is associated with a particular color. I was mentioning those colors in the men's meeting this last week. The pineal gland, of course, associated with the white light, the pure white light. And it, as it begins to come down and differentiate, it comes into the violet color. And then through the pituitary, the indigo, and through the thyroid, it becomes a lighter blue. And then we go through the various other glands, the thymus, green, and the islets of Langerhans, of course, the spirit of blessing, yellow, the adrenals, orange, and the new earth, red. I hope I got them all right. But anyway, maybe you were seeing colors as we went around this circle, some kind of color, some kind of energetic color that was moving through you, and that color perhaps relates to a particular circumstance, a particular issue, a particular problem, or a particular part of the body, whatever it may be. But there are healing colors that move through us in relation to everything that comes to us. And that's why it's such a blessing to be attuned to that endocrine system and the whole attunement process. And it's such a way of offering world service. It just opens up such great possibilities. And I think that's really what Yoranda had in mind when he developed the attunement process. I know he was thinking of it as healing process to bring healing energy to the individual human body and whatever issue one might have physically or emotionally or mentally. But I think he was thinking primarily of using the attunement process as a way of bringing blessing, healing, that balm of love to the entire body of humanity, and allowing that healing current to go out in great blessing to that body. That, to me, is the essence of what we're here to do. And we get into the habit of letting that blessing just pour through us in everything that we do throughout the day. I mean, you see me going around touching trees as I walk around the ranch. I'm sure some of you have seen me. Well, I've named various trees. There's the locust tree right over there near Diana's house. And there's Diana's ash trees. And there's other trees that I've named. As I touch these trees, the spirit of blessing moves out to the trees and through the trees to the whole body of humanity. Because I think the trees are in large measure holding this body of humanity on the earth at this time. And there is such a critical need right now in the body of humanity. I don't know if any of you have been following the news, but right now, some of you may know that there were chemical weapons used against people in Syria. Our president, Donald Trump, is contemplating a response to Syria, probably in the form of some missiles or aircraft bombs. So can we let a healing energy go out to that particular issue, offering whatever it might take to maybe diffuse the process, or to let it in some way be used to uplift the whole body of humanity? But everything that comes to us, whether it's world news or news in our own particular field, everything that comes to us offers an opportunity to let the very energy that we've been sharing in this circle move out in blessing to the larger body. I'm sure I've said enough.